I want to preface what I'm saying by saying that this, all of the advice that I'm going to be giving is the advice of an older man. I am not a man who has ever enjoyed circuit parties. There's a lot of circuit parties up there. And somebody's looking for that. There's no lack of that. What I'm going to be talking about is the stuff that has nothing to do with circuit parties. It's more about interconnectedness and seeking out local treasures while you're up there. Okay? Stomper's Boots is a boot store right in the midst of where they have the street fairs, and it is for men who want to buy fetishy type boots. You know, the butch stuff, the Daner, the West Coast. So what I always advise people to do is to go there in the midst of the street fair, whether it's Dory Alley or Folsom, because they always have a patio party where you can't get into the building unless you're wearing boots. They simply won't allow it. Nobody will. Everybody says, go away, you're wearing tennis shoes. Okay, a lot of social pressure, a lot of queer group pressure. That's plenty. That's plenty to say. Don't worry about it. So anyways, so what I always do as a role model is that I bring guys in with me and I have them each sit down and get measured by a factory representative from one of the kinky boot companies, such as Wesco this time around. It's free, and you get your measurements on file. Because what if, like in my particular case, I would love to get some thigh-high Wescos? I want to get measured for that, because if I measure myself, they're not going to like my measurements. They won't trust them. But if they have their own factory rep do it, then they'll say, okie dokie, and they'll just do it without argument. See, I have special needs because my feet are very odd and big and wide, and I've got not just calves, I've got steers. You know, these are big drumsticks. Mm-hmm. Well, oh yeah. And so then when I go in and I get measured, then I don't have to argue when I order them. See, I have several pairs of custom-made boots, and I kind of like them. But my favorite thing to do with the custom-made boots you've seen me do, where you step on somebody's back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's dreamy. We like that. Okay, so Stompers, they have free snacks. You know, they have beverages. But mostly they've got a patio that's jammed full of men from all over the world in every kind of gear, but everybody wearing boots. So it's really nice for somebody who's into that in a big way. And there will be a slave that's going to be taking care of my boots right there in public. Okay, now, if you've got a submissive with you, these are the tips. One, the moment you step off the plane, you know, and you're in a nice quiet place, you slap the collar on him right away. Because the entire weekend is a scene. It is not just a thing that happens. It's a full-on scene. Okay? If they're a service slave or just very submissive boy, every moment that you can keep him naked and collared, the better. Because San Francisco, they're not so panicked about nudity, during street fairs especially. But have you ever been to Mr. S. Leather?
Sure.
Okay, how about you? Mr. S. Leather, during those weekends, is crazy. There's so many customers. They hire a lot of out-of-towners, such as our Eli, who will be working there again this weekend, to help with sales and security and all that. Well, what I commonly do is that I go to Mr. S. Leather and I have the slave stripped down completely naked except for my collar, and I'll say, when I put my master's cap back on, you can come back to me. But in the meantime, you're going to wander around and you're going to be sociable with people and you're going to do some window shopping. It may take a while, but it is a very powerful experience for the submissive because everyone treats him so well because they all know what's going on. They don't bat an eye that there's a naked man there. I mean, you go into the bathroom and there's used condoms everywhere. You know, they're used to men being very sexual there. Well, it is a great pleasure to me to give that experience to the slave. When I'm at the hotel room, then he takes care of me. You know, he gives me foot rubs, he shaves me. We haven't taught you to shave me yet, have we?
No.
We're going to do that this weekend.
What is the window shopping part?
Window shopping, if you've been to Mr. S. Leather, there's a lot of great stuff. Right. You know, but to just kind of, you know, go around. But really the intention is not so much to window shop, but to interact with people. Because, you know, I don't want him to be shy and just keep to himself. I want him to hello, greet people and all that. What he's doing, it's giving him an excuse to wander. Okay. The reason why is because I've discovered with submissives is in an environment that is small, you know, like this, you know, the collar means a certain thing. But when you're in public amongst a whole bunch of strangers who all know what it's really about, and you get treated so beautifully, it gives the submissive a lot better idea of where he stands in the world, the larger world. That, you know, I mean, I've had boys, you know, being told when I would send them out like that, and they would have somebody say, "Man, you won the lottery, man. How did you get a sir like that one?" You know, or whatever. It gives them a different perspective. Okay? Yes. Because, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, my brother. You go to Folsom Street Fair, and you carry yourself like a king. Not arrogant, not pompous, not self-inflated, but somebody who knows what the hell he's good for. You might have noticed you get real popular. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because people who go to Folsom Street Fair from all over the world, they know how rare a man who is comfortable inside his own skin and who's dominant and who knows some good stuff, doesn't know 1,000 things, but he knows 2 or 3 things really well. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. You know, I call it the Chuck Norris effect. See, Chuck Norris, if you watch his movies, he only does 2 or 3 things, but he does them really, really well. And that's what matters. You know, you don't have to know 10,000 techniques. Well, anyways, so then, Mr. S. Leather is wonderful, but it has the Mr. S. tax. Everything in there is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one block away from Mr. S. Leather is Leather Etc., which is the factory outlet for the company that makes the leather shirts and leather pants for Mr. S. So you can buy the same thing drastically less.
Sure.
And they're really honest people. They're really nice people. It's family run. And anybody that works there, you can trust. They're not going to try and fuck you over. They're not going to sell you something inappropriate. I've brought dozens and dozens of people in there, and everybody's been pleased. I mean, amazingly good-looking stuff. Where else? Anyways. So, there's a lot of things that you can do while you're in San Francisco. I tend to do mostly social things. I don't really care about riding the cable car. I don't really care about going to Fisherman's Wharf, though I did do a wonderful joke, you may have heard it, where I went down to Fisherman's Wharf in one of the outdoor seafood eateries where people are sitting at picnic benches and eating seafood and then tossing the shells into a big 55-gallon drum. So I went over there and I saw a carapace for a king crab, and I pulled the legs off and I put it on my forehead and I said, "It is a good day to die. I'm Fisherman's Wharf." It's a nerd joke, you know.
It's a Star Trek.
I
like
that. I got that.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. Anyways, so there's lots of touristy stuff, but you have to walk along Castro. You just have to. It's a shadow of what it used to be. What has changed is that it is the single most desirable and most expensive neighborhood for Silicon Valley yuppies. Who are driving away all the gay companies and gay businesses and gay people living in the neighborhood. The costs have just gone way out of sight. It's going crazy.
For no reason.
Well, because Silicon Valley is needing a place for people to live. You know, they're hiring and hiring and hiring. Well, all these people are making a shitload of money and they're going, "What can I spend my money on?" So people, they're competing against people who just have local jobs. It's different. But it's always been that way. See, Folsom Street Fair has radically changed over the decades because South of Market District was deeply depressed. I mean, it used to be a hub of manufacture. Well, when that all died in the 80s, then here's all these abandoned warehouses and abandoned yards and alleyways and stuff. And it was just leather stuff. There was bathhouses, there were leather bars, and that was about it. And so then it became our area. It was cheesy, it was run down, it was hideous, but boy, the bathhouses were incredible back in the 70s, I'll tell you. And Ringgold Alley was a place where men would go to have sex out in the open night after night after night. You know, it was the place to go. Well, that's all long gone, because now that property has become so valuable that people are putting up condos as fast as they can. Mm. Well, the people who move into those areas, into that area, get really pissed off about Folsom Street Fair. Folsom Street Fair is the largest statewide street fair in California, year after year after year. It's 500,000 people.
You chose to move there. You can't get pissed because you know it's there.
Yeah. Well, there's a new term that somebody came up with that they feel irate, meaning E-Y-E, raped, because they'll see a naked man. Or they'll be pushing their baby carriage through, you know, the street fair going, look at that, look at that. Oh, that's awful. How dare you do that in front of my child? It's like, no. So now at the street fairs, at the entrance, they have signs saying, we don't want children here. Hmm. We really don't. Don't bring them. Because it was pissing too many people off. The people were disliking being treated as dancing monkeys for other people's entertainment. Yes, we're there to put on a show, but not for people who don't get it. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, let's talk about doing a show. This is important. When you get confident with your flogging skills, your whipping skills, or something like that, you go to Folsom Street Fair, and you bring yourself a submissive, and you go to off to one of the side roads where they have all the St. Andrew's crosses. And there'll be somebody on one side, but nobody on the other. You mind if I shirt? No, no problem. So then you set up, and you start flogging on the slave. And everybody is watching. They form circles, they get out their cameras, and they're photographing, and they're video capturing and stuff. Bring out the single tail. Now, this is important. When you learn the single tail and you get really good at it, then all the picky tops come up and say, ooh, good work, good work. Oh, yeah, I love the spread. Good job, man. Looks like you really know what you're doing. Nothing better than that. Nothing better than that. And that is, just so that you guys know, 100% of the time when I'm training somebody, that's my goal for you, to have you shine in public where everybody says, oh, man, that guy's the real fucking deal, and he proved it. That's my goal for you every time. I want you guys to stand like a 9-foot-tall erect penis. You know, I want you to stand like a man who knows who the fuck he is and what he's good for, and to be able to broadcast it to every admiring eye. That's my goal. I don't know if that suits you, but that's my style.
Love it.
Yeah. Now, when we arrive, okay, Slave and I are arriving Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Well, first thing I'm probably going to want to do as soon as I get over there is probably eat something and then sleep, because trips always wear my ass out, which is why I usually leave on a Thursday. But that's another topic for another time. That's fine. We're working it. Anyway, so then on Friday night, I'll be doing dinner with friends from San Diego, and then I don't have any direct plans. I'm just saying the invitation will be out there. And then we will be going to the 15 Association play party. 15 Association is an oldie guardy kink club. And they put the old in the oldie.
With Joe approve?
Sorry.
No. No. It's a male-only space, so she wouldn't approve. Anyways. Yeah, really. No. What would Joe say? Anyway, so you show up with me the first time, you get on their list. See, if you show up with me, you're my guest, that's fine. You sign up for their list, you're your own guy from then on. You don't need me anymore, ever, for anything. No, anyway, so we ideally bring a lock for a locker. Because, you know, it's tedious carrying your shit all over the place. Because they do have lockers.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Got to remember to... I have it on the audio. Anyway, so we drop off clothes and stuff like that. And then we find an open place to play. And then we play. After we're done with that, then we go and hang out at the social area. Ideally with each other. Because the social area is not really friendly to new guys. Old guard clubs are very shy, and they only talk to each other. Mm-hmm. All these out-of-towners, they don't see any reason why they would want to invest in somebody, because you're going to be gone tomorrow anyway, so who cares? I get that. The problem is, if I can't break through socially, I have no hope for any of you guys being able to, because I'm a 10th degree black belt at establishing commonality, and if I can't do it, I don't see how anybody else could. Anyways, so then we socialize, we snack, we get some water, we go out and we play again, we cuddle, we do the puppy pile on the big bed, and everybody gathers around to watch us because they're so fascinated by men who are so comfortable with each other. And very likely I will be bringing the illuminated floggers. And if the fiber optic whip arrives before then, that's going in the bag too. So then you bring a certain number of tools to play, because that's the plan. If you're going to wear boots, you have to find boots that are comfortable for long walks, because San Francisco has long blocks. And if it's the sort of boots that are going to give you blisters, save those for the party and hike around in something a lot more comfortable. Do you have something comfortable?
I have my biker boots, which do give me blisters after a certain amount of time.
Well, here's the secret. You know those kind of bandages that stick to themselves but nothing else? You know, the rubbery type, you know, stretch white, you know, not white, tan-colored.
The tan-colored?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I just ordered 36 rolls in bright colors, because what you do is that you put that over your leg, and there's no way that the boot can rub you raw.
Do you mean over your foot?
Over your foot, I mean.
Okay.
What did I say?
Leg.
Well, leg and foot. In my case, because my 1993 boots sag, then the wrinkles rub up against my leg, and that's where I tend to get very raw, especially because all that walking. See, San Francisco is very nice for public transportation, but there's long, long blocks where there isn't any. So expect to do a lot of walking. Let me see what else. See, in the old days, we had more choices as far as places to go. We had Madam S, which was the female version of Mr. S. You know, and that only lasted for a few years. You know, they wanted to see if it would work, but the economy kind of killed it. And we had Butler Uniform. Butler Uniform was like seriously hot shit for me, because the salespeople would sell you stuff that really truly was against the law to sell you in the state of California, like badges and patches, and, you know, uniforms and all that. They had no restrictions whatsoever. And so, it was fun, but they're long since out of business. I make no judgment about that. So, we also had Bear, B-E-A-R magazine back in the old days, which was a good headquarters to go to, because they always had spare copies of their magazine. Yes?
Mm-hmm. I remember Bear magazine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so then...
Citadel?
I almost got into Bear magazine.
I saw the Citadel.
What was this about Citadel?
Citadel. I was just wondering if that's still in operation.
I believe that's where we're having the 15 Association.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so there's a lot of places that, you know, have been and gone, a lot of leather places, but there's still a lot of really good stuff. As I said, speaking as an older man who's not looking to party, party, party all the time, the weekend for me is extremely social, meaning I'm going to be spending a lot of time sitting over coffee with people and talking and reestablishing bonds of friendship. I want my friends to meet my friends. I want the slave to be in service with me all weekend long. I want him to shine. I want him to absolutely, you know, represent the relationship beautifully, and I know he will. But see, the whole point of the weekend for me is being connected in a way that matters for everybody, because I love people. You know, you can tell that. I really do. There's a large amount of that in me, and I want very much to be open to every possibility. I want to go to the Eagle with you guys for one of the cigar socials. I want to go to with you during the street fair to, you know, just kind of zoom around and look at stuff and get introduced to people and hug people and be in pictures and just have fun, put on a show. We need to bring sunscreen. That's not an issue. I mean, that's not an option. Sunscreen is deeply important for the street fair. I always bring extra. You know why? Big secret. If you're a daddy with sunscreen, and there's some pale boy who's just looking like he needs some sunscreen, you say, dude, you're going to burn. Here, let's get some sunscreen on you. Okay, daddy. and you rub him good, and you get, and everybody else is going, I wish I was you.
Sure.
It's very important. I mean, I got to tell you, it's a great way to be perving on cute boys, especially pale ones who would burn really easily. Oh yeah, they get manhandled. Nothing better.
I like that.
Yeah. So when, let me see. What I generally love to do is for breakfast, I love to go down the Castro to the, I forgot the name of it, but there's, I'll write about it. I know how to find it. But there's a particular little cafe that I really enjoy going because it's very sociable. Nobody bats an eye if you show up in full gear. You know, it's a very pleasurable place to be, you know. And, you know, I like to go places. I mean, honestly, you go to the straight restaurants, they can't get enough of men in gear showing up. What happens is the way they see it, they don't see it as a problem. They don't see it as anything except, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, the evening is a success. All of our other patrons are going to get entertained. Not because we're putting on a freak show, but because we're living it. And see, most people do not have it in them to live vividly. Versus, you know, we got photographers following us all over the place because we live vividly.
Nice.
And we know how to live full out. Nice. You know, and that's really what we bring, that nobody on the streets will treat you bad, ever. You know, you dress up any way you want and people just say, oh, you must be a tourist. I say, yes, yes I am. And that's okay. And of course, you do, now you've been to San Francisco though.
Twice.
Okay. So you know about the cable car, I mean not cable cars, the trolleys and stuff like that.
I've ridden the trolley. That's the first thing I had to do, so I had to ride a trolley.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really fun.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot more, but that's still a lot for like two or three days. You know, that there's, you'll be pretty tired.
Yeah.
You know.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah. You know, because this leaves open a lot of possibilities for a lot of stuff. If somebody's going to, you know, be looking for one party to go to, then there's always the recon party. You know, if somebody's looking to get laid with a stranger. That's always a good one. But there's so many of them. I mean, it's just ridiculous how many parties there are for the, you know, hacha crowd.
What does recon stand for?
Recon's the website.
Oh, recon.com, you're not familiar with it?
BDSM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the world's largest Leatherman's cruising site. So any questions, any thoughts, any observations?
Well, since I'm going to be without my vehicle, it's going to be a challenge getting around. Now, I got my hotel is in South of Market.
Good.
At the El Capitan.
I don't know where that is.
You do?
I said I don't know where that is.
Okay.
Do you know the corner of what and why?
I have no idea. I can look up the address.
No problem.
But,
We'll figure it out.
I figured I'd get like a 2 or 3 day pass or something for
mm-hmm.
the trains or whatever.
Don't need it for the trains. Just pay $2 for the cable car. I mean, for the trolley. That's all you need to care about. You won't be riding it a lot. You really won't.
Okay.
It's mostly walking.
Okay.